Hi, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Laying foundations. It's the cornerstone of anything you do in a successful way. You need foundations to be able to build. You need foundations to ensure that you're heading down the right path and doing the right things. See, the people who are just throwing mud at the wall, hoping that it sticks, they don't have foundations. And therefore, soon enough, that thing's going to come crumbling down and it's not going to work. And that's why when we talk about building our million-dollar referral system, we need to lay the foundations before we can start using the marketing channels. So before we can get into our partner channel, our network channel, our social channel, our live and leverage channel, our retargeting channel, we need to have foundations in place. Now, the nice thing is, they're not hard. The nicer thing is, once they're done, they're done. But if we don't have them, then you can't expect anything else to work. That's the problem with most businesses out there. They don't have foundations that allow marketing channels to work for them. That's why going to networking events, trying to pick up a client here, a client there, is the best that they've got. Simply because they've got no other way. The first thing we talk about is, what are you known for? Now, that's not a huge thing. Sometimes we can make that bigger than what it is. But you definitely have to have a perception that you are great at something. Now, if you day in, day out, help people to achieve something, great. You need to be telling the rest of the world what that is, what you are known for. When you can have what you're known for articulated in a nice, clear way, it makes it easier for other people to promote you, for other people to want you on podcasts, webinars, speaking events. It makes it clear for other people to open doors for you, to partner with you. So that's why, from our perspective, we need a good, what are you known for statement. That's why we need it up across our social platforms, across our website, so that other people can clearly see what it is you are known for, so therefore, you start attracting better quality partners, better quality networks, better quality doors being opened for you, better quality opportunities. Once we've got what we're known for, then we need to start building tools. I used to think going and speaking at events, giving it my all, adding great value, walking away, that would bring me business. Sure, it might bring one or two who'd rush up afterwards wanting to be able to speak to you. But one or two out of a room of 50 or 100 or 500 isn't a real good strike rate. Being on someone's podcast or webinar, give it everything. And you get to the end and you go, come connect with me on Facebook or LinkedIn. Isn't very good foundations. So that's why having tools where people can come, give you their name and email in exchange for a guide, in exchange for a checklist, that now allows you to continue to nurture the relationship and stay front of mind of those people. If we don't have tools, our marketing channels don't work. So we need to be making sure that we've got a landing page to a thank you page to email sequences to, which all might sound quite technical, but when you walk through it step by step by step, it's not that hard. We have one person who in the last 2 weeks have started again, and they've got two landing pages up. They've got their thank you page, their email sequence, and all of that took 10 days. So to think to lay your foundations could take you less than 2 weeks, it's definitely worth doing. The foundations allow you now to concentrate on marketing and selling. If you're not concentrating on marketing and selling for at least 50% every day, you're going to run out of business. For those initial businesses up to seven figures, you should be spending 60, 70% of your days on marketing and selling. Well, that makes it hard if there's no foundations in place to market to. As simple as what that sounds, 90% of businesses don't have this in place. And that's why we say, and why we focus on it so heavily at the start. Because once you've got that in place, you can just about do anything else. But if you don't have that in place, you're making things harder for yourself. You're doing things more manually, or you're missing out on opportunities because you simply have nowhere to send the people. We talk about top of funnel, middle of funnel, bottom of funnel. The top of funnel is obviously the most important thing you could be doing in your business. It builds you an audience. It gets in new people. If you're not constantly getting in new people day in, day out, you can't do middle of funnel or bottom of funnel activities. But you can't do top of funnel activities unless you have the foundations laid. So you need to make sure that you take a bit of a look and you go, how well am I known for? But more importantly, do I have what I'm known for everywhere? So every possible person can see it. Then secondly, do I have my tools organized? And if you can tick those two off, then you can start getting into your marketing channels. If you create yourself a little bit of a checklist now, write down on a piece of paper, known for, which just means positioning statement. It's on every single social platform and on our website. That's number one. Number two, some sort of tool, a guide, a checklist, some sort of lead magnet. Number three, landing page for the lead magnet. Number four, form that people can fill in that leads to an email sequence. Number five, thank you page. If you can tick off all those five things, you've got some foundations laid. If not, that's what you need to be doing now. Laying foundations allows everything else to operate. You are only making it harder for yourself if you don't have the right foundations in place. We want to go from throwing mud at the wall, hoping it sticks, to having a really easy system to follow that brings in leads every day for you then to be able to do middle of funnel and bottom of funnel activities to book appointments. More appointments, more sales. Have a look now at your foundations. Do they need to improve? What are you missing? What do you still need to tick off? Hopefully that's been helpful. I know that without the right structure, system, foundations in place, everything else becomes so much harder. And that's why this is so important. this is the first time you're joining us, welcome. Make sure you pop over to referralmarketingguru.com.au and grab our free resources. You can always subscribe to us on Podbean, on iTunes, and on YouTube for our referral TV. Till next time, take care, and I'll speak to you real soon.